out and about in Western agriculture. Mailers from area coalitions went out across the state to gather information in regards to the Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program. State water coalitions say the mailers they recently sent are purely used to gather as much information as they can from the field.
Yeah, there's a lot of information that's trying to gather. It's not only surface water, it's groundwater, the high and low vulnerable areas, both in surface and groundwater. Nitrates are a big thing in the groundwater.
San Joaquin County Resource Conservation Coalition Program Manager Mike Wachman says the forms cause some concern among growers, but the information is crucial for coalitions to report to water agencies.
And it basically just talks about what are those practices you're using on the farm. You know, are you using drip irrigation? Are you using sprinklers? What kind of erosion control are you using on the ranches, and what kind of management practices you're using for your pesticide applications and stuff. So it's just a general farm evaluation of finding out what is actually happening on the farm, and which helps us provide that information to the Regional Water Quality Control Board to say farmers are doing this to comply with water regulations.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.